Debt is like honestly the worst thing. You definitely need to pay it off. And that's pretty much what we've been told for most of our lives. In this video, I want to share with you why you may think the contrarian way, which ultimately leads you to living like the rich, which is the 1% of the 1%. And that's why you're here, effectively trying to be filthy rich here in Australia. So if you're interested in what my thoughts are around some strategies of why it may be better off not paying down that debt and what the banks aren't telling you, then definitely keep watching. Hey guys, my name's Ravi and welcome back to Personal Finance with Ravi Sharma. If you're new here, smash that subscribe button because I talk about real estate, cryptocurrency, and financial freedom. Now, if you need help with securing property and this market is absolutely wild, we've just hit an all-time high, you can definitely check out what my thoughts are around that and why I don't think it's gonna stop anytime soon. And you want a competitive edge by getting the right people in your team, then definitely book a discovery call. I'll leave a link in the description below to our website. You can go ahead and see exactly what services are offered. And with that, let's continue. When it comes to real estate investing or personal finance, it's almost like you always think back to two key things that people tell you. One, rent is dead money. And two, pay off all of your debts. These are the two things I remember when I was growing up. Now, I've spoken about renting and why you can actually build a lot of wealth through rent vesting. I'm gonna leave a video up here so you can check it out after this one. And it really talks about why rent vesting is probably the only way most people are gonna get filthy rich in the next 15 to 20 years. If you're young, this is probably your only option you have. Otherwise, not only are you trying to get ahead by buying properties, you cause more stress for yourself and then ultimately not travel at all. So lifestyle is very important, especially when you're young, because again, who wants to travel when they're old? In this video, I actually wanna talk about the second point, which is pay off all of your debts. It's the worst thing ever. Now let's cover off some of the pros with doing something like this. Obviously, peace of mind is the first thing that comes to my mind, right? It's because when we don't have that debt, you're almost not answerable to a bank. If the banks decide they're gonna change the interest rates tomorrow, you're like, I don't care. If they decide they're gonna charge extra fees for whatever reason on your home loan, I don't care because you don't have one. And that is such a good place to be. And that's why I talk about it when it comes to your principal place of residence being debt-free, because that's a place you're gonna stay in long-term. If you're gonna get financial stress, it starts at home. Not just with the people that live there, but also your house itself. And more likely than not, your principal place of residence will also be the highest value property you own. And so that's where the largest amount of debt will be attached to that home. So apart from peace of mind, you also don't have to make interest repayments ever again. And I think as soon as I said that, your face lit up and you go, oh my God, think about how good that would be. You go and check every month, it's like $5,000, $6,000, $7,000, in some cases, $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 a month that comes out of your account just for interest. And then you ultimately see that and say, which bank is charging me that? They are the worst people ever. And I wanna break down something here. The banks are not actually against you, they're with you. And if you actually think about this logically, it makes a lot of sense. Because if the banks were really trying to screw you over, yes, sure, they're charging a little more interest than they probably should, but they're just trying to make money, right? It's their business, that's their business model. But if they're so bad, you have an alternative option, which is I'm not gonna use the bank at all. You say, okay, I don't like your interest rates, I'm not going to a bank to get a loan. So what's the alternative? I still wanna buy a house, I still wanna invest in properties, but now you're gonna have to do it without the help of a bank. Now, interest rates right now are probably about 6.5% and they'll change by the time you're watching this anyway. But when you think about it, you're like, okay, I can go and buy a house today, and let's say it's $500,000, and I wanna invest in this house $500,000, which means 10% is what I can put down, which is $50,000. And then I've got all the bits and pieces with other costs, which maybe gets me to $85,000. If you want to know how it all gets broken down, how much of a deposit you need, what are the costs associated with buying a property in Australia in 2024, go and check out this video. I talk about different amounts of deposits and what costs you may incur as well. So you're in this position and you say, okay, I want to buy this property, but now the bank will fund $450,000, which means I only need to use 50K of my own money to get into this deal. Now I get all the perks and benefits of the value of that property increasing. If you think about it, if you and I went and bought a property and I said, look, I'm gonna put in 90%, you put in 10%, then the expectation is that I would also earn 90% of the equity. And that's not what happens in this case. The bank actually says, look, all the equity growth, the property value growth and all of that, you get. I just want a percentage in the form of interest repayments on the money I gave to you. So now you change your mindset. You're like, they're actually trying to help us. And I know it's not a very popular opinion, but in reality, without the banks, you could not build a multiple property portfolio as fast as you could if you had their help. So hopefully I've cleared the air around why the banks could actually be beneficial. And if you know how to use the system can help you a lot. Now, one of the final pros around paying off all of your debt is that you just have more savings at the end of every month. If you think about right now how you budget, a large portion of your income goes towards housing expenses. So that could be in the form of rent, or it could be in mortgage repayments. In this case, if you have no debt, you have no mortgage repayments. And that means most of your income, and on average, it's anywhere between sort of 20 and 40% of your household income that is going towards mortgage repayments. It could be more in today's situation. But if that is something that you're saving, now it could also mean that you could take up a job that's paying you less and go somewhere else where you actually enjoy it. If you're looking for somewhere new to work and you're in real estate, you've got real estate experience, we are growing and growing really fast because there's so much demand for our services, and morally, I'm obligated to go and share what I think is the best service out there and the best product in terms of the properties we purchase. So as a result of that, you can go to the link in the description below, which goes to our careers page. If you're interested in joining one of AFR's fastest growing companies in Australia, and honestly, one of the most fun places to work, then definitely go and shoot me an email or go to the careers page and just put through an inquiry. Again, you must have real estate experience and then we can take care of the rest. So we've looked at the pros of paying off your debt and the wonderful world we would live in when you don't have to worry about interest repayments. But what's the flip side? What is the pro of not paying off that debt? And really, it's having access to leverage can mean you can grow your wealth considerably faster. It's almost like I say to you today, okay, I want you to go and open up a business, but you need machinery for the business and it's going to be very costly because you need a fit out for your office as well. You could choose to do it by yourself and it would mean that it would take you a lot longer. Or you go to the bank and you get a business loan and suddenly you can be up and running, the business is operating, you've secured the real estate that you want and it's all growing, which means you're in the market for a longer period of time. We've heard the saying over and over and over again, time in the market beats time in the market. Well, you gotta be in the market, right? So it's time in the market that's important. Now, number two, believe it or not, is you actually have more flexibility and choice by having debt. And what I mean by this is if all of my cash is going into this one deal, it means I have no other movements I can make. If I have to go to the bank now and say, well, I need to, you know, take some money out of the home loan, well, okay, fantastic. But you have to go through hurdles and hurdles. And at that point, you may not even qualify for a loan, which means you can't access any of that money that you've put in unless you sell the property. So you actually have less of a choice. If you're in a position where, okay, you're still working, you have the income, and you just get an equity top up on the property that's already going up in value, that means you get to hold your property. The bank loves you because they're like, hey, come take some more debt. We make money off it. You go and use that to say purchase another property or investments, but it also means more of that cash sits in your own account. So if tonight I need the money, I can use it. If tonight I needed the money and all of my money is stuck in the real estate that I've bought, I can't go there and overnight get money out. And that's why having debt to purchase property is actually quite advantageous. And the final thing that I want to talk about is diversification. If I have all of my cash in one property, I better hope that property is going up in value. And if I mucked up anywhere along the line, if I didn't use a buyer's agent, I didn't do the research, and I went out there and said, hey, gut feel, this property looks pretty good, let me do it. And you go out there, purchase a property, make a mistake, well, guess what? That's your life savings in this one property. You decide you want to sell it, but it might not be the right time to sell. So you start getting lowball offers and now the stress increases. Suddenly something goes wrong at work and you don't have a savings buffer either. That's a pretty rare case, but it's also a situation that could definitely occur. Instead, I would rather say put in a smaller amount, have the rest sit in, say, an offset account to offset some of the interest repayments that I would normally have to pay, and it gives me maximum flexibility. If I need the money today, I've got it there. And when it comes to being in the market, I've already got the property. And if I've bought well, you're pretty much going to be slightly negative, if not neutral, when you purchase the property. So although it could be a really good idea to say get peace of mind by paying off your loans and paying off your mortgage faster, let's just think about this with an example. If I go in and say I've got $500,000, I could go out and purchase the property, right? So for example, if I want to go and establish the fact that I've got extra costs when I purchase the property, let's say I have $550,000. I go in there and say, okay, I can buy one property at 500K. The rest of it will pay for the other bits and pieces. Okay, great. I own an asset that's worth 500K. If I decide I'm gonna split the 500K into two deposits, I now have two properties. One at 500K, another at 500K, which means my total machine is worth $1 million. And then if I really wanted to, each property is probably gonna cost me $85,000 to control 500K. So with that money, I could actually go and purchase four properties, and now my portfolio is worth $2 million. Now these numbers may not mean anything to you, but boy, are they gonna mean a lot to you in 20 years time. Let's have a look at what they look like. So in this example, we're looking at a property worth $500,000. So that's the one property we purchased, cash only. That's growing at 7% per year. And after 20 years, it would be worth $1.9 million or thereabouts. And that's at an average rate of 7%. But in this example, we have no debt, so we're happy with $1.9 million. Again, a lot of people would be happy with that. But if you knew that I could go in and say, okay, I don't want to just purchase one property, I want to purchase multiple, what does that look like? Well, then my portfolio is worth $1 million. And when I look at that in 20 years, it's now worth $3.8 million. And that is sounding a lot better to me. But what sounds the best to me is being able to diversify that across four properties, multiple locations. And again, some properties might be 450, some might be 550 to get access into those markets. But on average, it's going to be $2 million worth. So if I looked at how much the $2 million worth is going to be worth in 20 years time, that really excites me because that gets me to about $7.7 million. And now at this point, you can decide to sell one or two properties and pay down all of your debt. And that is the power of compounding interest when it comes to real estate. I've got a deep dive into this. You should definitely go check out this video after this one. But this is only possible if you have the borrowing capacity, you have the risk appetite, and most importantly, you have the mindset to go and use debt to your advantage to go and build out your property portfolio. The banks can be your friend when you need them, and that's why they go and often give you all the clues in front of you. If you decide tomorrow to go and get a personal loan or a car loan, the interest rate is significantly higher. But if you say, I want the home loan, they're giving you the best rate. So hopefully after this video, you've thought about this differently. Yes, the banks might try and screw you with a high interest, but in the bigger scheme of things, if the bank allows you to be able to get into a property, hold assets for a longer period of time, in my head, it makes complete sense to go ahead and take up more debt to purchase property. But again, I can't give you financial advice. I'm a guy on YouTube. You can't be taking advice from a guy on YouTube, or for that matter, anyone on YouTube, even if they wear a black t-shirt. I hope you guys have enjoyed this video. If you have, smash that like button, subscribe if you haven't already. And again, if you work in real estate and you want a different environment, a fun, vibrant experience, then definitely go and contact me down below. I hope you guys have enjoyed this one. Catch you on the next one. Thanks, guys.